from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen has been chosen to be part of the Artemis II mission, which will orbit the moon. Hansen is from London, Ontario, and is an RCAF fighter pilot. He'll be the first Canadian to fly to the moon in November 2024, part of a four-member crew that will test fly NASA's new Orion space capsule on a 10-day mission. A support group is available in Timmins for parents of children who are grappling with mental health problems. Chapter leader Kathy Querville brings her own lived experience to the group. It meets once a month.
Parents have an opportunity to come together, share their experiences, cry, laugh, just get out of the house for an hour, support one another. We learn a lot from each other.
Information on how to become involved is in the audio link to our interview with Kathy Querville over on our website. McDonald's is temporarily closing its U.S. offices ahead of making layoff announcements for its corporate employees. In January, the fast food giant said it would review corporate staffing levels as part of an updated business strategy. Staff has been told to work from home and not take any meetings until the announcements are made later this week. It's not clear if any Canadian jobs will be affected. Well, you might be speechless, too, if you just got word that you won $177,000. That's what Pauline Rubin of Moosonee experienced Friday. The call was from the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation 50-50 draw. When she regained her ability to speak, she called her husband, Michael. He wasn't sure he could believe her because Pauline's a bit of a prankster. She's not sure yet what to do with the money. Street names are the topic again this week for our examination of local history. Museum director curator Karen Bachman is still in Schumacher, where the former 2nd Avenue is now Dwyer Avenue.
The Dwyers were a family that have been in Schumacher for many, many, many years. They ran the bus and cab services out of the building that is still on Father Costello Drive. So that's where that one comes from.
We'll have more street names next week. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.